الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن الله تعالى يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويذو به آخرين أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى has graced each and every one of us who is present here today in this auspicious gathering wherein four young boys who were born and bred in this country will be completing the memorization of the glorious Quran. And as a result of this achievement of theirs, we will surely witness the greatness, the qudra, and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has declared in the ultimate book that He has revealed, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. It is we only who have revealed the dhikr. It is only we who have revealed the dhikr, the Quran. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, and only we will safeguard it until the day of Qiyamah. مسلمانوں نہ گھبراؤ, خدا کی شان باقی ہے. ابھی قرآن زندہ ہے, ابھی اسلام باقی ہے. مسلمانوں نہ گھبراؤ, خدا کی شان باقی ہے, ابھی اسلام زندہ ہے, ابھی قرآن باقی ہے. The Muslims need not fear anything. As far as the Quran is concerned, as far as the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, as far as the honor of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is concerned, nobody will be able to harm any of them. Because the Quran is being protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is being protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the honor of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also being protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as powerful today as he was in the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baqi hai. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still exists. And it will exist until the day of Qiyamah and thereafter for eternity. No weakness comes in any attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His attributes neither increases nor they decrease. Because they are 100% all the time. He is complete. If he was incomplete, then his attributes would have increased. But he has always been complete. And his attributes will never decrease because he will always remain complete. Change comes in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change does not come in the Creator. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baqi hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai. Islam is still alive. What is Islam? Quran is Islam. What is Islam? The ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Islam. What is Islam? The seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Islam. What is Islam? The sharia is Islam. And sharia, the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Quran, they all exist in their entirety today as they existed in their entirety during the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what will happen to Islam is not something that we should be worried about. What will happen to the Sharia, what will happen to the Quran, what will happen to the Ahadith, what will happen to the Seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is not something to worry about. The matter of worry is what will happen to me and you. As far as the Quran is concerned, as far as the Ahadith are concerned, as far as the Seerah is concerned, as far as the Sharia is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down no condition. Unconditionally, I will preserve it until the day of Qiyamah. So Quran has nothing to worry about. Sharia has nothing to worry about. Hadith has nothing to worry about. Seerah has nothing to worry about. Deen has nothing to worry about. Nothing will happen to Deen. Nothing will happen to Quran. Nothing will happen to Ahadith. Nothing will happen to the Seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah Himself is looking after all these things. we need to worry about ourselves, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put down a condition for us. If you connect yourselves to the Quran, you will exist. And if you disconnect yourselves from the Quran, you will stop to exist. Our honor, our dignity, our existence, our progress depends on our connection with the Quran. مسلمانوں نہ گھبراؤ, خدا کی شان باقی ہے, ابھی اسلام زندہ ہے, ابھی قرآن باقی ہے, ابھی اسلام زندہ ہے. اسلام is still alive and it will remain alive until the day of قیامت. There will always remain a group of people who will fully 100% adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I don't follow, this brother will follow the deen. If he refuses to follow, this brother will follow the deen. If he refuses to follow the deen, this brother will follow the deen. If the people in Pakistan refuse to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people in India will follow the deen. If the people in India refuse to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people in Russia will follow the deen. If the people in Russia refuse to follow the deen, people in China will follow the deen. If the people in China refuse to follow the deen, people in Saudi Arabia will follow the deen. If the people in Saudi Arabia refuse to follow the deen, people in the UK will follow the deen. There will always remain a group of people who will preserve the Quran and the Ahadith and the Sharia academically and also practically. They will learn the Quran, they will learn the Ahadith, and they will practice the Quran and practice the Ahadith. Throughout centuries this has been happening, and until the day of Qiyamah this will continue to happen. So Islam will always remain alive. So the poet is saying, مسلمانوں نہ گھبراؤ, خدا کی شان باقی ہے, ابھی اسلام زندہ ہے, ابھی قرآن باقی ہے. Yes, we need to worry about ourselves. We need to worry about ourselves. Because if we connect ourselves to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate us. And if we disconnect ourselves from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace us. This is the principle set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every human who will come on the surface of this earth until the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Quran hujjatun laka aw alayka. There are only two situations. Either the Quran will be in your favor or the Quran will be against you. If you connect yourselves to the Quran will be in your favor. And if you disconnect yourself from the Quran will be against you. The Quran will be against you in this world. The Quran will be against you at the time of death. The Quran will be against you in the grave. And the Quran will be against you when you are resurrected. The Quran will be against you when you are made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran will be against us in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And if we connect ourselves to the Quran will be in our favor in this very world, at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of resurrection, and when we are made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran will be in our favor. The Quran will be our lawyer, the Quran will be our barrister, the Quran will be our advocate. It will fight on our behalf in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah dearly loves His word and His kalam. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Qur'anu ahabbu ilallahi minas samawati wal ard. Qur'an is more beloved to Allah than the seven heavens and the earth. So because Qur'an is very beloved to Allah, when Qur'an will defend us in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will accept the plea of the Qur'an, forgive our shortcomings and grant us entry into Jannah. Nowadays, we Muslims sit in groups and worry about deen. What will happen to deen? What will happen to Islam? What will happen to Quran? What will happen to the ahadith? What will happen to the seerah and the honor of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This should not be the topic of our discussion. The topic of our discussion should be, what will happen to me? What will happen to my wife? What will happen to my husband? What will happen to my children? What will happen to my neighbors? What will happen to the many brothers and sisters who live in my locality who are not following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wo zamane mein muazzaz the, مسلمان ہو کر وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر ہم خار ہوئے تاریخ قرآن ہو کر وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے جی صحابہ رضوان اللہ تعالی علیہ مجمعین اندی تابعین اندی تبا تابعین they were honored in the eyes of the world وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے in the eyes of the world they were honored the صحابہ the تابعین the تبا تابعین وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے why مسلمان ہو کر because they were Muslims not Muslims by name they were Muslims in its true sense they had totally submitted their will to the will of Allah to the will of Quran, to the will of Ahadith, to the will of Sharia, to the will of the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر. They had totally submitted their will to the Quran, to the Ahadith, to the Sharia, to the seerah. Therefore, they enjoyed honor. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ during his خلافہ during his caliphate said نحن قوم اعزنا اللہ بالاسلام he said we are a nation whom Allah سبحانہ وتعالی has granted honor through submission to the will of Allah Submission to the Quran, submission to the Ahadith. He said, Kunna azilla, we were wretched. We were disgraced. We the Arabs, we were disgraced, we were wretched. Even the superpowers of our time did not want to rule over us. Never mind ruling other people, we were not even worthy of being ruled by others. Kunna azilla. Kunna azilla, we were wretched. Nahnu qawmun a'azzan Allahu bil Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran. Send the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we learned the Quran, we learned the ahadith and the seerah. And this constitutes the deen. So we learned the deen, we practiced the deen. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us honor. تیری فیاضی نے ذروں کو بنایا آفتاب. We were particles of dust. The particle, when it flies in the air, you cannot even see the particle. Zarra, zarrae bi miqdar. Insignificant particle which is flying in there, we will only be able to see that particle if the rays of the sun helps us. Without the aid of the rays of the sun, we will not be able to see those particles. So the poet says, Teri fayyazine zarro ko banaya aftab. We were particles flying in the air, insignificant. And O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was through your faiz, your spiritual generosity and your beautiful teachings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed we the particles into shining sun. Teri fayyazi ne zarron ko banaya aftab. We were particles, but your teachings transformed us into sun that enlightens the whole world. Teri fayyazi ne zarron ko banaya aftab. Ban gaye ooton ke charwahe zamane ke imam. Those who were grazing goats and camels became the leaders of the time. Amirul Mu'mineen. Amirul Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab. Amirul Mu'mineen Usman ibn Affan. Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. Hundreds of thousands of subjects living in the Caliphate of Umar radiallahu anhu, and he is the Amirul Mu'mineen. One day he said, Oh Umar, have you forgotten those days when your father used to send you to graze the camels, and when you used to return, you would return without the full number of camels. You used to go with 10 camels and return with 8 and 7 and 9 only. And your father used to scold you and he used to lament you and he used to say, Omar, you are good for nothing. You cannot even look after 10 camels. Oh Omar, do you remember those days when you were unable to look after camels? And now, through the barakah of the teachings of the Quran, through the barakah of the teachings of the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are looking after hundreds of thousands of people. This is what the poet is expressing here. Teri fayyazi ne zarron ko banaya aftab. Insignificant people who were not even able to graze camels, they became the lighting sun for the humanity. Teri fayyazi ne zarron ko banaya aftab. Ban gaye unton ke charwahe zamane ke imam. And then further the poet says to us, that was Omar. That was Omar. That was the transformation that Omar achieved through following the Quran. Dono alam ki saadat hath aayegi zarur. The poet is saying to us now, Dono alam ki saadat hath aayegi zarur. You will definitely acquire the fortunes of both worlds. You will definitely acquire the fortunes of this world and fortunes of the hereafter. How? If you also connect yourselves to the teachings of the Quran like Umar did. And in order to connect to the Quran, we have to connect ourselves to those people who understand the Quran. So he says, Dono alam ki saadat hath aayegi zarur, jab banega tu Muhammad ke gulamo ka gulam. Jab banega tu Muhammad ke gulamo ka gulam. When you become the khadim of the khadims of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you sit in the company of the ulama, who have studied the Quran, who have studied the ahadith and learn from them and practice what you learn. then you will also acquire the sa'adat, the fortunes of both worlds. So my friends, what I am saying is that nowadays we sit in groups and we worry about so many things. We worry about so many things, we discuss the problems, but in order to solve the problems, we have to look for the solution. We never discuss the solution. In our gatherings, we discuss Palestine, we discuss Saudi Arabia, we discuss Yemen, we discuss the Middle East, we discuss European politics, we discuss Pakistan, we discuss India, Kashmir. And all the times, what are we doing? We are crying. Crying, we are only crying. Oh, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. Our trademark is a nation which has accepted itself to be an oppressed nation which is not able to do anything. We have accepted that. That nation that accepts defeat, how can it become victorious? This is what each and every Muslim feels, that we are being oppressed and there is nothing we can do. But the solution is simple. Solution is simple. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor through Islam. And Islam is Quran, Ahadith, Seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that we have only two choices. Either we follow Islam or we leave Islam. And he said, for as long as we leave Islam and we tread paths other than the path through which Allah granted honor to the Sahaba, we will remain disgraced. We will remain disgraced. فَمَهْمَا اِبْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. This is the decision of Umar radiallahu anhu, regarding whom the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain used to say, that many a times Umar used to come in the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish this was like this. I wish this was like this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would immediately send Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam with revelation, saying that, oh my Nabi, I agree with Umar. This is part of the Quran now. This is how truthful the tongue of Umar was. كان في من كان قبلكم محدثون وإن يكو في أمتي أحد فأمر. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in the nations before you, there used to be people who were inspired by people. Inspired by people. Whenever they used to say something, it was the word of Allah. If there is anybody in my ummah, then it is Umar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Hazrat Umar is saying that نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor through Islam. And Islam is the umbrella name. For what? Quran, Hadith, Seerah, Sharia. So we are a nation whom Allah has granted honor through Sharia, through a Hadith, through Seerah, through the Quran. فَمَهْمَا اِبْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ. For as long as we continue to look for honor, بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ, through means other than that through which Allah has granted us honor. That means, for as long as we continue looking for honor through means other than Islam, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ, Allah will keep us disgraced. This is the solution. This is the problem and this is the solution. The problem is we have left Islam. The solution is we need to embrace Islam. And if we, my friends, embrace Islam, this world will become a better place to live in. If we embrace Islam, Islam will solve the problems of Muslims and non-Muslims both. As a result of Islam, as a result of following the Quran, as a result of embracing the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah and the sharia, barakat will descend from the heavens. Barakat. Barakat will descend from the heavens and barakat will sprout from the earth. And I am not saying this, the Quran says this. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَ عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people were to accept Iman, and after accepting Iman, if they were to hold fast to Taqwa. And what is Taqwa? If they were to follow Islam. Taqwa is to follow Islam. If they were to hold fast to the teachings of Quran, the Ahadith, the Sharia and the Seerah, لَفَتَحْنَ عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We would open for them the doors of the barakat from the heavens and also from the earth. And my friends, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of barakat from the heavens and barakat, doors of barakat from the earth, how can there not be peace throughout the world? How can there not be tranquility throughout the world? The peace that we have lost collectively and individually is the result of our disconnecting from the Quran. So my friends, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will make use of this very auspicious gathering that is taking place today in this Quwwatul Islam Masjid of Crowley. And we will use it as a bridge. We will use it as a catapult to reach our destination. And from today, that will be our goal. I want to learn the Quran. I want to recite the Quran. I want to understand the Quran. And I want to follow the Quran. Friends, make this resolution. Make this resolution. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah ta'ala yarfau bihadha al-kitab. It is through this book Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates people. وَيَقَوْ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. And it is through this book Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces people. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, during his time of Khalifat, he left Madina Munawwara. He was on his journey and he reached Usfan, which is on the path between Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. And in Makkah Mukarrama, the responsible person, the governor of Makkah Mukarrama, was Nafi ibn Abu al-Haris radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiyallahu anhu sent a messenger to Nafi that I would like to discuss some important matters with you. I will not be able to come to Makkah Mukarrama, so can you meet me in Usfan? So Nafi ibn Abu al-Haris left Makkah Mukarrama. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu is heading towards Usfan from Madina Munawwara, and both of them meet in Usfan. The first question that Umar radiyallahu anhu asks is, who have you made your deputy in Makkah Mukarrama? You are the governor of Makkah Mukarrama. Now you are here. Who is looking after the affairs of the Muslims in Makkah Mukarrama? So he said, Abdul Rahman ibn Abza. Listen carefully, my friends. Abdul Rahman ibn Abza. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, who is Abdul Rahman ibn Abza? From this you can understand how significant this person was. Who is Abdul Rahman ibn Abza? Amir al-Mu'minin doesn't know who Abdul Rahman ibn Abza is. If the chairman of this masjid leaves this masjid, and he appoints somebody as a responsible person behind him, and if a musalli, a regular musalli of this masjid, asks him that who have you appointed as the responsible person behind you, and he mentions the name, that musalli will know. Umar ibn Khattab, Amir al-Mu'minin, is asking regarding someone who has been made responsible in Makkah Mukarrama.
And he doesn't know the person, Abdul Rahman ibn Abza. So he said, who is Abdul Rahman ibn Abza? Immediately, Nafi ibn Abul Haris, rahimahullahu ta'ala, understood, radiyallahu anhu understood, that Umar radiyallahu anhu is not comfortable. So to let him know who Abdul Rahman ibn Abza was, he said, Alimun bil Quran. Who is Abdul Rahman ibn Abza? He said he is the Alim of the Quran. This is the answer he gave. Who is Abdul Rahman ibn Abza? He said he is the Alim of the Quran. He is a person who has the knowledge of the Quran. He did not say that he belongs to this family, he is of a high family lineage, he comes from a very influential family. No, he said he is Alim of the Quran. So Umar radiyallahu anhu, he said, Sadaqa Rasulullah. This was the reply. He said, Sadaqa Rasulullah. He said, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. Umar said, he spoke the truth, Sadaqa Rasulullah. Why? Because Abdul Rahman ibn Abza is an insignificant individual. I don't even know him. And you have made him the deputy governor of Makkah Mukarramah. So he is a person who has been honored by Allah. And now I know why he has been honored by Allah. Because he is Alim of the Quran. So he said, Sadaqa Rasulullah. Umar said, Sadaqa Rasulullah. Allah has spoken the truth. Why? He said, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, I myself have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Inna Allah ta'ala yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwama. It is through this book that Allah elevates people. And thereafter, Umar radiallahu anhu would say to people, Ibn Abza, mimman rafa'ahu Allahu bil Quran. Ibn Abza is from amongst those people whom Allah has elevated through the Quran. Why? Because Abdul Rahman ibn Abza was a slave and he was freed by Nafi ibn Abil Haris. So the freed slave of Nafi ibn Abul Haris is being appointed as the responsible person, as the deputy governor of Makkah Mukarramah. It was the result of learning the Quran and following the Quran. My friends, who will disagree with me from this gathering? Who will disagree with me that whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is nothing but the truth? Who will disagree with me that any prophecy that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, it will come into being, it will come into existence? Who will disagree? Not only the brothers and sisters sitting here in this masjid, no Muslim throughout the world will disagree with me. No Muslim throughout centuries will disagree with me. No Muslims coming until the day of Qiyamah will disagree with me. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that through this kitab Allah elevates people, and through this kitab Allah disgraces people. This is the problem and this is the solution. The problem is that the Ummah has disconnected themselves from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is disgracing them. And the solution is, we need to connect ourselves to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah will elevate us again. Let us make a firm resolution, my friends, that we will connect to the Quran. And not partly. We will not connect to the Quran partly. We will connect to the Quran fully and wholeheartedly. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O you who believe, enter into Islam in its entirety. Fully, enter into Islam fully. Salat is easy for me, so I will connect to the Quran as far as salat is concerned. But zakat is a bit difficult, so I will not connect myself to the Quran when it comes to zakat. Fasting in the month of Ramadan is easy, so I will connect to the Quran. But performing Hajj is very difficult, so I will not connect myself to the Quran. When it comes to ibadat, devotions and worship, it is easy. So I will connect myself to the Quran. And muamalat, dealings, transactions, according to Islam is difficult. So I will not connect myself to the Quran. No. We have to connect ourselves to the Quran fully. Fully. We have to read the Quran. We have to understand the Quran. And we have to practice the Quran. If we do this, my friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely grant us honor in this world. He will definitely grant us honor at the time of death. He will definitely grant us honor in the grave. He will definitely grant us honor on the day of Qiyamah. He will definitely grant us honor on the Qul Sirat. And He will definitely grant us honor forever and ever by saving us from the fire of Jahannam and granting us entry into Jannah for eternity. My friends, make this intention, make this resolution that inshallah from today we will try our utmost to connect ourselves to the Quran. Let us look at our aslaf, those who became successful in this world and in the hereafter, how they connected themselves to the Quran. Majority of the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, and majority of the Tabi'in, and majority of the Taba Tabi'in. Sahaba, Tabi'in and the Taba Tabi'in, the first three generations, majority of them would recite the Quran in such a way that they would complete the whole Quran in 1 week. Majority of us today do not even know that just as the Quran is divided into 30 parts, and just as each part is divided into ruku, the whole Quran is divided into 7 parts. Why? Because it was the habit of the Sahaba, it was the habit of the Tabi'in, and it was the habit of the Taba Tabi'in to complete the Quran every week. They would begin on a Friday and complete it on Thursday. Begin on Friday, complete it on Thursday. Number one. That was their majority of them. They would complete the whole Quran in 1 week. And they would complete the whole Quran in 1 week, not whilst reciting, sitting in the masjid or walking here and there. They would complete the whole Quran in Salatul Tahajjud. So the first quality was they would recite the whole Quran in 1 week. Second quality was that recitation used to take place in Tahajjud. And the third quality was that recitation which used to take place in Tahajjud was with Tadabbur. Tadabbur means they used to recite in such a way that they would understand the message of the Quran. Message of the Quran. And whatever they understood, because they were repeating the message every 7 days, they would practice and preach. Practice and preach. Now some brothers here may begin to think that majority of them used to complete the Quran in 7 days, so there were those who were not completing the Quran in 7 days. Yes, there were those. Majority would complete the Quran in 7 days. There were those who would not complete the Quran in 7 days, but that doesn't mean they were completing the Quran in 8 days or 9 days. It was going the other way around. Majority of them completed the Quran in 7 days. There were some who would complete the Quran in 4 days. And there were some who would complete the Quran in 3 days. And there were some who would complete the Quran daily. Because we live in a materialistic age, so many questions arise in our minds because we are not connected to Deen. Busy people, they have so many things to do, like we have so many things to do. How is it possible to recite the whole Quran during the night?
This is where the barakah of the Quran comes in. Barakah of the Quran. Barakah of the Quran. One point that our respected Mufti Sahib discussed during his announcements, and which all the three huffaz discussed, was that this wrong notion in the minds of the parents, that if my son was to become a hafiz of the Quran, he would not perform well in his GCSEs, in his A-levels. Why? Because of lack of time. Quran will take his time. My friends, when Quran comes in our house, through our child, then with this Quran will come the barakah in our house. When the Quran enters the heart of our child, with this Quran will come barakah in his life, barakah in his time, barakah in his memory, barakah in his understanding. Barakah. You resolve to read one juz per day. One juz per day. Only one juz. With all the things that you are doing. And thereafter increase it to 1.5. Increase it to 2. Increase it to 2.5. Increase it to 3. Increase it to 3.5. Increase it to 4. And carry on with everything you are doing. And where you had no time to recite one verse of the Quran, you will become successful in reciting 5 juz daily without any hindrance to all the work that you are doing. How? How? The qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When at the Islamic Dawah Academy we reached the 5th year of the Alim class, the year before the final year, a very important book of hadith is taught in the 5th year, Mishkat al-Masabih. And we were still discussing amongst ourselves as to who will be teaching Mishkat Sharif. Maulana Ayaz Sahib Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala, my colleague, he had studied under me when I was teaching at Darul Uloom Bari. So I knew his capabilities. And after graduating from Darul Uloom Bari, he took enrollment in Al-Azhar University. And the subject that he took there was Hadith. So from the two parts of Mishkat al-Masabi, one I had allocated to Maulana Ayaz Sahib. Who would teach the second part? We were still discussing. And after Ramadan al-Mubarak, we invited the late Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Uloom Deoband Maulana Abdul Haq Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala to initiate the Mishkat Sharif. And we had yet not decided who will be teaching the second part of Mishkat Sharif. And he questioned me, are you going to teach Mishkat Sharif? So I said, Hazrat, it will not be possible for me. So he said, why? I said, because I am responsible for the administration side. So I have to look after all the affairs of the madrasa. And I will not be able to fulfill the right of studying for the lecture of Mishkat Sharif, so I think it will not be possible for me. So he said, no, you have to teach. He said, I am ordering you, you have to teach. And he said that not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you barakah in your time, as the result of teaching and studying a hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring so much barakah that you will have less problems in your administration. Barakah, my friends, barakah. Quran, hadith, he was talking about hadith. And he is somebody who teaches in a Darul Uloom Deoband, the well-known seminary in India. So he is experienced. He said, no, you have to teach. And this excuse that you have, this reason that I cannot teach because I don't have time, he said, through the barakah of teaching hadith, Allah will expand your time. And according to his instruction,
I said, Hazrat, if this is your instruction, inshallah, I will take the other half of Mishkat Sharif. You make dua for me and give me some advice. So he imparted some advice. Believe me, my friends, administration was there as it was before. And I was teaching Mishkat Sharif also. So some of them were reciting the whole Quran in 4 days. Some of them the whole Quran in 10 days. In 3 days. 10 Jews every day. In 3 days. And some of them were completing the whole Quran in one night. Yahya ibn Ma'in, rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great muhaddis, he says that Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, rahimahullahu ta'ala, for 20 years continually completed the whole Quran daily. For 20 years continually he completed the whole Quran daily. Imagine his connection with the Quran. And a sheikh and teacher of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala, regarding him, his biographers have noted that he continuously completed the whole Quran daily for 30 years. This is the level of connection they had with the Quran, my friends. And don't think to yourselves that Abu Bakr ibn Iyash and Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, they were retired people, they had nothing to do. They were more busier than I and you. Teaching, learning, ibadat. But no, they, Allah puts barakah. Usman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that that heart which is filthy, Usman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala, that heart which is filthy will not incline towards the recitation of the Quran. And that heart which is pure will not satiate from reciting the Quran. Sari nahi hogi. He will recite. We find so many incidents recorded in the biographies of great muhaddiseen, great mufassireen, great ulama, the pious predecessors, who spend the whole night reciting this one verse from the Quran. They found so much enjoyment in that one verse that they would just continually repeat that verse. A person says that I left the masjid after the Isha Salah, and whilst I was going home, I passed by the house of Ahmad ibn Abil Hawari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great alim and the pious person of his time. And he said, when I passed by his house, he had already started Tahajjud Salah. In his house he was already performing Tahajjud Salat. In those days, when anybody was heard reciting the Quran after Isha, it meant it was Tahajjud Salat. And he said that when I passed by his house, he was reciting the verse of Suratul Fatiha over and over again. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. So he had begun reciting Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Iddin, and he stopped at Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. He found so much enjoyment only in this one verse. Oh Allah, you do we worship and from you do we seek help. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. This person says that I posed for a while and I heard him continually repeat the same verse. I went home, I went to sleep. And I woke up at Sahri time, at Subha Sadiq time, 10, 15, 20 minutes before the Subha Sadiq, before dawn. And he said that I had to go somewhere, so I left my home and again I passed by the house of Ahmad ibn Abil Hawari. And he said he was still reciting the same verse. Throughout the night, just one verse. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. But we have no time. We have no time. We leave the masjid very quickly after salat because we have no time. If we are told that, brother, just 5 minutes after one salat per day, just 5 minutes after one salat per day, open the Quran and recite the Quran. No, very busy. I wish I could. I love the Quran. I wish I could. I envy all those people who recite the Quran. I wish I could. And the next thing we see is, the same brother, in the foyer at the back, in the car park outside, talking to his friend for half an hour, 1 hour. Why? Why do we find enjoyment in this conversation with our friend? Because the heart is filled with those things that we are talking about. And why do we find boredom in reciting the Quran for 5 minutes? Because our heart is not filled with the love of Allah or His Kalam. Sa'id ibn Jubair, rahimahullah ta'ala, a great tabi'i. Great tabi'i. When he was martyred by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, the governor of his time, very oppressive governor. He became unhappy. And when he ordered the executioner to execute him, and when he was put under the sword, and when he was executed, he was so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the biographers have recorded that when his head separated from his body, after the separation, he uttered the kalima 2.5 times. After the head separated from his body, he said, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha. And then his ruh left his body. Such a pious personality. Sayyid ibn Jubair, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the student of Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma. The ulama have said that when Sayyid ibn Jubair left this world, there was not a single Muslim on the surface of this earth who was not in need of his ilm. This is how great he was. All the ulama were also in need of his ilm. How much connection did he have with the Quran? Daily he would recite the whole Quran in Tahajjud. One day he went into the Kaaba. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he entered the Kaaba, he performed 2 rakat. So it is mustahab sunnah to perform 2 rakat if a person is given the opportunity to enter the Kaaba. So he entered the Kaaba, and following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he began performing the salat. And when he began the first rakat, after reciting Surah Fatiha, he began reciting Suratul Baqarah. And before he knew, he had recited the whole Quran in the first rakat. Look at the connection with the Quran, my friends. And one day somebody met him, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. There was some heaviness in his tongue. So the person said, are you okay, Hazrat? Sheikh, are you okay? He said, yes, I'm okay. He said, there is some stutter, some heaviness in your tongue. So he said, yes, I recited the Quran last night more than I normally do. Now normally I recite 30 juz. So last night I recited more than I normally do. So when a person says, I recited Quran more than I normally do, and if his normal routine is 30 juz, then you would say 31, 32, 33, 34 juz, 35 juz. So he said, how much did you recite? How much? So he said, 75 juz. I completed the Quran 2.5 times last night. Mu'jiza is the miracle of the Prophet, and karamat is the miracle of the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in miracles. 2.5 times, how much love he must have had. Once in a year we try to complete the Quran. That is in the month of Ramadan. Some of us only in Taraweeh. Only in Taraweeh. And we find it very burdensome. And majority of us come to perform Taraweeh and we perform 20 rakat, but we don't complete the Quran. Why? Because we don't join the Imam until he goes in ruku. So we are missing the Quran that he is reciting. Our Quran will only be completed on the 27th night or the 29th night if we enter in the salat with the imam before he begins to recite the Quran. Just once we complete the Quran, and that is burdensome. And some of us try to complete the Quran by reciting in the month of Ramadan, but we are like pushing ourselves. It's not the car that is running with its own engine on the motorway. It's being towed. And there is a lot of difference between the two cars. Majority of us are the cars that are being towed when it comes to doing the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am sorry, my friends, but these are the realities. These are the realities. And until we do not discuss the realities, we will not be able to solve our problems in this world nor in the hereafter. The problems that will come in the hereafter are far more greater than the problems we are facing now. There were two pious personalities, Hussein and Saleh. Ali and Hussein, two brothers. They were the sons of Saleh, Ali and Hussein. And they had a very pious mother. And the routine in their home was that the three of them would divide the night into three parts and divide the Quran into three parts. So son will recite one third of the Quran, the other son will recite one third of the Quran, and the mother will recite another third of the Quran. And this they would do all night. So all night after Isha, one person will stand in Tahajjud, recite one third of the Quran. When he finishes, the next one is ready. Daily. The old lady passed away. After burying the mother, the first thing the brothers did was to sit down and discuss the routine of the night that was coming. They did not wait for two nights or three nights or four nights. And they said that there was so much barakah when mum was around. Due to her inspiration, we were reciting the whole Quran in Tahajjud throughout the night. So from today, we will divide the Quran into two parts and the night into two parts. One will recite 15, the other will recite the other 15. And that continued until one of the brothers passed away. When this brother passed away, the remaining brother, until he breathed his last, continued to complete the Quran throughout the night daily on his own. Let us connect ourselves to the Quran, my friends. This is the message I want to leave you with. Let us connect ourselves to the Quran, and let us fully connect ourselves to the Quran. Let us all make a firm resolution that the first thing we will do from today is to recite the Quran daily, beginning from Suratul Fatiha. And how much will we recite daily? At least one juz. At least one juz. The ulama and the mashayikh say that non-huffaz should recite one juz per day and the huffaz should recite three juz per day, at least. But if we are unable to recite one juz, let us begin with three quarter. If three quarter is too much, we can still come down to half. We can come down to quarter as well. We can come down to one page. One page. Daily one page from Suratul Fatiha. Today's recitation will be Suratul Fatiha. We won't even have to sit down and recite. That is the first page. And then tomorrow begin with Suratul Baqarah. Daily one page. Daily one page. Daily one page. Inshallah, before you know, my brothers, you will begin to recite two pages and three pages and quarter and half and three quarter. Daily. Make this resolution, my friends. My sisters, make this resolution that from today we will recite the Quran regularly, daily. Even if it has to be only one verse. But we will never miss. That's number one. Number two, we will take out some minutes per week, if not per day, per week. And study the Quran. It is a science. The study of the Quran is a science, like medicine is a science, law is a science. So only knowing the English language is not sufficient to understand law. from the books of law. Only understanding the English language is not sufficient to understand medicine from the books of medicine. A person may complete his PhD in the English language, but that doesn't necessarily make him able to understand what is written in the books of medicine. No. So Quran is a science. There are two types of verses in the glorious Quran. One type which are associated to inspiration and encouragement, which are simple to understand, that any layman will be able to understand who knows Arabic. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who accept Iman and do good deeds, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, they are the people of Jannah. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, they will remain in it forever and ever. You don't need anybody to explain these verses to you. But there are many verses of the Quran which have ahkam and injunctions. For that you need 15 to 18 sciences. If you don't have the 15 to 18 sciences, you will not be able to understand that part of the Quran. Now in order to understand those parts of the Quran, we need to sit in the company of those people who have studied the whole tafsir under the supervision, under the guidance of somebody who was expert in the field of tafsir. So friends, if we are able to take out time once a week and sit in the durus of the ulama who are imparting durus, or if we can find a tafsir written by a reliable, authentic scholar and study for the general public. He has authored this book not for the ulama, for the general public, in easy to understand language. Then contact the ulama and ask them and study. And where you get stuck, where you are unable to understand, refer to an alim. So we need to understand the Quran as well. Read the Quran daily, understand the Quran, and whatever we understand, we talk to other people about it. Whatever we understand, we practice and we talk to other people. We practice and we talk to other people. If we connect ourselves to the Quran in this manner, my friend, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate in this world and also in the hereafter. Allah will elevate us in this world and also in the hereafter. Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala says, رُبَّمَا تَعْلَعْتُ عَلَى الْآيَةِ الْوَاحِدَةِ مِئَةَ تَفْسِيرَةٍ. Allama ibn Taymiyyah was an expert. He says that despite all his greatness in the field of knowledge, he says that sometimes in order to understand a particular portion of the Quran, I had to study 100 tafsirs. Tafsirs of 100 people. Then I would reach the correct conclusion. So we understand two things from this. One is, it's not easy to understand that portion of the Quran which has injunctions. And number two, great ulama, people like Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, would not sit back and say, it's only this portion that I don't understand, it doesn't matter. No, he would continue until he understood the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will just narrate one thing before concluding. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says that if you receive a letter from your beloved one, what would you do? I can understand Arabic, Gujarati, Urdu and English. If I received a letter from a friend who writes only in Persian or Chinese, if I receive a letter in a language which I don't understand, Imam Ghazali says, what would you do? We will not sit in peace until we know what this letter contains. Even if we are unaware who has sent this letter. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that this letter that you have received from your beloved, from your friend, what does it contain? It contains a message. Message of what? He says message of either happiness or grief. Either message of happiness or grief. After understanding the letter, we will get this message that my son is going to get married after 2 months. Message of happiness. Allah has granted me a daughter. Message of happiness. I was out of work for so many months and I was struggling, but now alhamdulillah I have found a very good job. Message of happiness. Or message of grief. somebody has passed away, somebody has suffered a loss. Message of happiness or message of grief? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, this happiness and this grief, is it everlasting? No. Temporary grief. If a friend writes to us that my father has passed away, we will feel grieved, maybe for a few hours, maybe for a week, maybe for a month. Temporary grief. And if a friend writes to us that I found a good job after a lot of struggle, we will feel happy, but for how long? A few hours, a week, a month. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that you receive a letter from your beloved, from your friend, who is a creation of Allah. So a letter comes from a creation to another creation. A letter comes from a creature of Allah to another creature of Allah, containing message of temporary grief or temporary happiness, limited grief or limited happiness. But you cannot sit in peace until you understand the message. Further, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, here the letter has come from the creator to the creation. The Quran is a letter from the creator to the creation. It also contains two messages, message of grief or message of happiness. But not limited happiness, not limited grief, not temporary happiness, temporary grief. Indefinite grief, indefinite happiness. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Accept iman, do good deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ You will be from the people of Jannah. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ You will remain in it forever and ever. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Those people who reject, وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا And who belie our verses. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ They are the people of fire. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ They will remain in it forever and ever. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, here a letter has come to you from the creator with a message of either eternal grief or eternal happiness, but you have no time to understand. No time to understand this letter, the content of this letter. It is so appalling, my friends. It is so disheartening. It is so hurtful that majority of the people who sit in the masjid or who come to the masjid to perform salat do not even know the message that Suratul Fatiha contains. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So my friends, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will connect ourselves to the Quran. And as soon as we connect ourselves to the Quran, we will be loyal to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said before leaving this world, Taraktu fikum, I am leaving amongst you, ma in tamassattum bihi, those items which if you hold fast to, lan tadillu ba'di abada, you will have no problems whatsoever after me. Kitabullahi wa sunnati, the book of Allah and my way, the Sharia. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hold fast to the book of Allah, hold fast to my sunnah. The Sharia, hold fast to the Sharia. Those people who hold fast to the Sharia, they are loyal to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those people who let go of the Quran, let go of the Hadith, let go of the Sharia, they are disloyal to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what resolution are we making today? We are making a resolution to become loyal to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did Allama Iqbal say? Ki Muhammad se wafa tune, to hum tere hain. This is the promise from Allah. If you are loyal to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah says that I am yours. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune, to hum tere hain. If you are loyal to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I am yours. Ye jahan cheez hai kya? What is this world that you are concerned about? You are concerned about Pakistan, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, UK. You are concerned about your risk, your provision, your children, your job, your illness, your sickness. Ye jahan cheez hai kya? What is this world? If you are loyal to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will be yours. And Allah will not solve the problems of this world only. Loho kalam tere hai. The taqdeer will belong to you. The taqdeer will belong to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi that when one becomes loyal to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by holding fast to the Quran and hadith, he becomes beloved to me. And when he becomes beloved to me, then I look after all his affairs. وَلَا إِنْسَالَنِ لَوَتِيَنَّهُ If he raises his hands and asks from me, I will definitely grant it to him. وَلَا إِنْسْتَعَذَبِ لَوَعِذَنَّهُ And if he seeks my refuge, I will definitely grant him protection. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری تو ایک میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری If you one is not mine, then nothing is mine. If you one is mine, then everything is mine. The earth is mine and the heaven is mine. My friends, let us make a firm resolution that from today we will hold fast to the Quran. We will hold fast to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will study his beautiful seerah. And we will also study Sharia. We will hold fast to the injunctions of the Quran and the Ahadith so that we may become from those people who are loyal to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we do this, my friends, Allah will become ours. And if Allah becomes ours, then this world is ours and the hereafter is ours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the four students who will be completing the Quran today. And it is a great moment for the students themselves, for the teacher, for the parents, for the family, for the extended family, for all the people who are sitting here today, for the whole of Crawley, the whole of UK, whole of the whole world. It is an auspicious moment for the whole world. Whole world. Kyun mumtaz na ho Quran duniya bhar ke dino mein? Because we are seeing the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poet says, kyun mumtaz na ho Islam? Why should Islam not be distinguished amongst all the religions of the world? Because there the religion is in the books and here the religion is in the hearts of the people. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam? Duniya bhar ke dino mein, wahan mazhab kitabon mein, yahan Quran sino mein. Great achievement, my friends. And Adil recited to you the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qara al-Quran, one who reads the Quran, fastazharahu, and thereafter he memorizes the Quran. Reads the Quran, memorizes the Quran. Now they have read the Quran, and they have also memorized the Quran. Thereafter, third thing, فَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ This is the important aspect. Then they take halal as halal, and they take haram as haram. So they go into halal but stay away from haram. Only three things they have to do. Two, alhamdulillah, they have accomplished. They have to follow the do's of Allah, stay away from the don'ts of Allah. What will Allah grant them? أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah will grant them entry into Jannah. Allah will say, go in Jannah. And thereafter Allah will say, hold on. Hold on. Allah will say that there are members of your family who have been so filthy in the world that Jahannam is incumbent upon them. How will you enjoy Jannah without them? Without your near and dear ones? So intercede for 10 of those people and take them in Jannah with you as well. وَشَفَّاهُ فِي أَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ كُلُّهُمْ قَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَهُمُ النَّارِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the intercession of each of them regarding 10 people from their household upon whom Jahannam is wajib. So Dr. Amir Iqbal, all his four sons are hafiz of the Quran. Now if they practice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from them, then they will intercede for 40 people on the day of Qiyamah. 40 people. So it's a very great moment for the people of Crawley, for the people of this masjid, for all of us, for all of us. I am also very, very happy and delighted to be here in this very blessed and very auspicious program. And more delighted because the family whose three sons are completing the Quran today is my family. So the happiness is double today. And I am sure all of you are experiencing the same happiness. They are all our sons. All four are our sons.
the sons of the Ummah. And we wish them all the best, and we make dua for them that inshallah they will remain the Huffaz of the Quran until they breathe their last, and they will acquire more knowledge, and they will become the ulama of the Quran, and they will become a beacon light for every individual of the Ummah, and they will become the leaders of the Ummah inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to connect ourselves to the Quran in its entirety, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this gathering a means of blessing for all of us and for the whole Ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah of the blessings of this Quran, fulfill the needs of every individual, the needs of this world and the needs of the hereafter, our physical needs, material needs, and our spiritual needs. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من الخالدين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في الأقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. إليك ربنا فحببنا وفي أنفسنا لك ربنا فذللنا وفي أعين الناس فعظمنا ومن سيء الأخلاق فجنبنا وعلى صالح الأخلاق فقومنا وعلى الصراط المستقيم فثبتنا وعلى الأعداء أعدائك أعداء الإسلام فانصرنا. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا. اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخافك فينا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين. اللهم اجعلنا من العلماء الربانيين. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن. اللهم اجعلنا من أهلك ومن خاصتك. اللهم اجعلنا من أهلك ومن خاصتك. اللهم اجعلنا من أهلك ومن خاصتك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وقرب العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك، ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك، ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم نقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم نقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس.
اللهم نقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسل خطايانا بماء الثلج والبرد. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نخمتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان. ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی جمنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم بہت گنہگار ہیں بہت خطا کار ہیں سیاہیوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. اے اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے اے اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے اے اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے اے اللہ اپنی زندگی میں الہ العالمین سب سے جڑتے رہے اور تجھ سے ٹوٹتے رہے. الہ العالمین تیرے قرآن سے ٹوٹتے رہے. الہ العالمین تیرے کلام پاک کا جو حق ہے وہ ہم سے ادا نہیں ہو سکا. الہ العالمین ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں تیرے دربار میں الہ العالمین اعتراف کرتے ہوئے معافی کے لیے حاضر ہوئے ہیں. اے اللہ تو معاف فرما دے اے اللہ تو معاف فرما دے اے اللہ معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہم پکا ارادہ کر چکے ہیں کہ آج سے قرآن مجید سے جڑ کر رہیں گے. الہ العالمین اپنے کلام سے ہمیں وابستہ فرما دے اپنے کلام سے ہمیں وابستہ فرما دے اپنے کلام سے ہمیں وابستہ فرما دے. اے رب العالمین قرآن پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما پورے عالم میں اسے عام کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما اس نے خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما سورہ خاتمے سے حفاظت فرما. اے رب العالمین تو بڑا کریم ہے. الہ العالمین اپنی محبت عطا فرما اپنی محبت عطا فرما اپنی محبت عطا فرما اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما. اے رب العالمین اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت اتباع نصیب فرما. اے رب العالمین اے رب العالمین اے رب العالمین رحم کا معاملہ فرما کرم کا معاملہ فرما یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما. جنت الفردوس میں بغیر حساب کے انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کے ساتھ جگہ نصیب فرما. جہنم سے حفاظت فرما تیری ناراضگی سے حفاظت فرما تیرے غصے سے حفاظت فرما تیرے غصے سے حفاظت فرما سوئے الہ العالمین بری تقدیر سے حفاظت فرما. اے رحم الراحمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے رحم الراحمین جن بچوں نے آج قرآن مجید کی تکمیل کی ہے ان سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, ان کے تمام اساتذہ کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما, ان بچوں کو, ان کے اساتذہ کے لیے, ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے, ان کے خاندانوں کے لیے, ہم سب کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا دے, آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے. العالمین انہیں مرتے دم تک قرآن کے ایک ایک لفظ کی حفاظت کی توفیق عطا فرما. العالمین ان کی سینوں کو تم نے الفاظ قرآنی سے منور کیا ہے. العالمین مطالب قرآنی, معانی قرآنی سے بھی منور فرما دے. العالمین انہیں اولیاء امت میں شامل فرما دے. العالمین انہیں قائدین امت میں شامل فرما دے. العالمین امت کی عزت و حالیم ہے, انہیں العالمین امت کے لیے روشنی بنا دے, انہیں امت کے لیے روشنی بنا دے, انہیں امت کے لیے روشنی بنا دے. اے رب الرحمین, اے رب الرحمین, اے رب الرحمین, رحم فرما دے, رحم فرما دے, رحم فرما دے, رحم فرما دے. العالمین, العالمین ان بچوں کو خاندانوں میں دین کے آنے کا ذریعہ بنا دے. العالمین ان بچوں کو آخرت میں ہم سب کی نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے. العالمین استاد اور اساتذہ کے علوم میں, فیوز میں, خلوص میں العالمین اور برکت پیدا کر رہا. العالمین انہیں ایسے ایسے دن اور بھی ان کی زندگیوں میں بار بار دکھا. یا رحم الراحمین ان کے ہاتھوں بہت بچے حافظ بنے, عالم بنے اور خطبہ میں دین بنے. یا رحم الراحمین, یا رحم الراحمین, یا رحم الراحمین ان بچوں کو بھی, ان کے ماں باپ کو بھی قبول فرما. جن حضرات نے ان کے پیچھے جس جس لائن کی محنت کی ہے سب کو قبول فرما, منتظمین حضرات کو بھی قبول فرما. یا رحم الراحمین اس مسجد میں ہر قسم کی خیر و برکت پیدا فرما. یہاں کے مدرسے میں اس مسجد کے تحت چلنے والے تمام کاموں میں برکت پیدا فرما. یہاں کے ائمہ, یہاں کے اساتذہ, یہاں کے منتظمین, یہاں کے مسلمین سب کو الہ العالمین ان کی محبتوں میں برکت پیدا فرما, ان کے خلوص میں برکت پیدا فرما, ان کی عبادتوں میں, ان کی جد و جہد میں برکت پیدا فرما. اس ادارے کے جتنے منصوبے ہیں الہ العالمین سب میں کامیاب فرما. غیب سے الہ العالمین اس کے تمام اسباب مہیا فرما. الہ العالمین پورے کوہلی اور کروہلی کے مضافات میں جتنی دین کے کام ہو رہے ہیں, جتنے علماء ہیں, جتنے الہ العالمین مدارس ہیں, مکاتب ہیں, جتنی مساجد ہیں, جتنی اسلامک اسکولیں ہیں, جتنے دین کے کام ہو رہے ہیں, الہ العالمین دعوت و تبلیغ کے کام ہے سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو ایک دوسرے کا معاون بنا دے. الہ العالمین آپس کے افتراق انتشار سے حفاظت فرما. پوری امت کو حق پر مستمع فرما, پوری امت کو حق پر مستمع فرما, پوری امت کو حق پر مستمع فرما, ایک اور ایک بنا دے, شیر و شکر بنا دے. یا رحم الراحمین آج کے اس جلسے کو اس پورے علاقے میں, پورے برطانیہ میں, پوری دنیا میں ہدایت کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا دے. الہ العالمین برکتوں کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا دے, سلامتی کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا دے, امن کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا دے. پوری دنیا سے ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما, ظالموں کا خاتمہ فرما. الہ العالمین رحمت کو عام فرما. الہ العالمین امن کو عام فرما. الہ العالمین رحمت کے, امن کے عام ہونے کے لیے جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں حقیقت پسندی سے سرفراز فرما. الہ العالمین مقاصد کو سمجھنے کی اور الہ العالمین اس کے مطابق زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مصیبت زدہ ہے عافیت عطا فرما, بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, بے اولادوں کو اولاد نصیب فرما. یا رحم الراحمین جو جن خاندانوں میں ناچاریاں ہیں محبت سے مبدل فرما, جو بے رشتہ ہے نیک رشتہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو اولاد اپنے ماں باپ سے روٹھی ہوئی ہے, الہ العالمین ماں باپ کے گلوں سے لگا دے, ان کو ماں باپ کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے. جو بے روزگار ہیں انہیں برکت والی, عزت والی, حلال روزی عطا فرما. جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ, عاجلہ, مستمرہ, دائمہ نصیب فرما. بری بیماریوں سے الہ العالمین ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. یا رحم الراحمین جن جن بھائیوں نے, بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے محبین, محسنین, مخلصین, سبھی کے تمام جائز مقاصد کو پورا فرما. یا رحم الراحمین پورے عالم میں دین کے جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہیں مانگا, مانگنا چاہیے تھا, وہ بھی عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.